It is alleged that Representative Brooks solicited donations for issues such as combating illiteracy and to fund other charitable causes. However, the indictment claims money never went to any charities. Instead, it went to personal expenses for Brooks and his family members, according to the indictment. The 30-count indictment includes charges of mail, wire, and tax fraud. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says it appears authorities are following a money trail.
They're alleging that Representative Brooks either used a telephone, used a computer, used some form of communication that involved the wires or involved the mail. And the federal government has to do that in order to have jurisdiction to prosecute basically a theft case like this is.
Representative Brooks founded the Universal Humanities Charity and was the president of the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials, or GABIO. The indictment alleges that Brooks claimed the charity had a staff, conducted workshops, and tutored students, and funds earmarked for GABIO were instead deposited in an undisclosed account. Paige Pate calls this a document case.
The government doesn't need a lot of witnesses. The documents will tell the story. If they follow the money and they show the money going into these accounts and then being removed for personal reasons not related to these organizations, it's a pretty simple case.
Brooks, a longtime Democratic lawmaker, represents a diagonal line of neighborhoods from North Atlanta down to Southwest Atlanta. He was first elected to the General Assembly in 1980. Atlanta-based attorney and political strategist Erica Long calls the indictment sad and troubling, but she has greater concerns for the district Brooks represents.
There are some economic development problems that have not been addressed in a long time. There are some problems within our public educational system that have not been addressed for a long time.
When reached by phone, Brooks would only say he plans to address the indictment during a press conference. Rose Scott, WABE News.